When our kids change from kiddos to teenage years, and then they go into young adulthood, they think, you know, sometimes parents never got it wrong, or they never messed up, or they planned, you know, to be where they are, and they're so prepared as a mom, and they're so prepared as a dad, and maybe I'm dropping the ball as a teenager because I don't have my things together. When in reality, parents mess up. You know, in reality, parents are imperfect people. And I think just like it's important for parents to give, you know, their teenagers good advice, sometimes it's very important for parents to also share ways that they messed up or things that they should have did that they didn't do, and what does the real consequence of that look like? Are they still paying for it now, mentally, emotionally, physically, integrity-wise, trust-wise with people? And I just want teenagers to understand that our parents are human. You know, parents are human. Your parents are human. And so this episode is dedicated to the teens, to let them know in what ways parents are human. Welcome to Cozy Wind Podcast. So, I don't know about other people, but for me, I know that my mom's hobby was sewing and creating and cutting people out of paper and arts and crafts and planting and always being resourceful with bottles or boxes. If something lost its first initial use of being used, she would find a secondary way to use it before she let it hit the trash. And to the point where growing up, sometimes it would annoy me that you keep everything as trash, you need to throw it away. But now I understand, like, my mom grew up in a Caribbean culture where you make the best out of everything, right? And a part of making the best out of everything is finding something creative to do with that thing. So that's like the number one thing that reminds me that my mom is human, is the fact that she has hobbies. She has things that she obsesses about, whether it's her garden, sewing, planting. When she was little, she told me she used to collect buttons. So if you have a hobby as a teenager, don't let your parent be like, "What are you doing? You're wasting your time." But ask your parent, "What was that thing for you around my age that you spent a lot of time with? Was it Nintendo? Was it playing video games? Was it, you know, wrestling? Was it boxing?" Like, ask them those questions, because the number one thing that's going to tell you your parent is a human is the fact that they have hobbies. The second thing would be, parents don't remember everything, okay? So if you forget important dates for things you have to do or for other people, they forget a lot of dates. I can't begin to tell you how many times my brothers call me and be like, "When is mommy such and such?" Or, "When is Mother's Day?" Or, "Oh, your birthday passed." It's just like, is it a guy thing? Because girls remember. Girls remember birthdays. Girls remember anniversaries. Girls remember celebrations that you have going up. They remember to check in. And I just feel like this idea that we think our parents never forget things and they are always where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there, that's not true. That's not true. So the next time your mom or your dad is just like, "You're so forgetful," ask them, "What did you ever forget growing up?" Because I promise you, they've forgotten something. The third thing that you have to remember that reminds you that your parents are human is the fact that just like you might get I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do, But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam, and it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Awkward socially and talking to people and introducing yourself and being open and speaking in front of people. There's a lot of shy parents. There's a lot of parents that don't like taking pictures. There's a lot of parents who are self-conscious, right? So enjoy being a teenager. If you like speaking in front of people, cool. If you don't like it, cool. But sometimes in life, you're going to have those moments where you have to. When I was in college, I had to take a speech class. It was mandatory, right? And in the class, everybody had to pick a topic, explain the topic, and talk in front of the whole class. And we couldn't use sayings like, we had to learn how and when to speak with our hands and when not to speak. We had to understand that slang is not something good to use professionally. And so if you deal with that as a teen, I promise you, your parents did. They're human. The fourth thing that you want to also keep in mind, that if you're stressing about school and you're stressing about sports and you're stressing about having enough money to do X, Y, and Z, adulting is nothing but stress. I'm not going to say every minute of the day or every day, but that feeling that you get when you might have forgotten your homework or might have forgotten that there was a test today and you're just in that moment, we get that moment about our car insurance. If we like don't have things on auto pay, we feel that way about if there's like extra money in our account and you're just like, okay, what didn't I pay? Like, we have those moments of temporary anxiety or just dealing with anxiety or life pressures. Like, they're human just like you. They feel those things just like you. Parents struggle. We try to be confident. For our children's sake, we try to uplift you. And even when you have a parent that's very up.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lifting and motivating, it is okay for you to check on them. It is okay for you to encourage them, because some parents may push like they're confident and they're okay, but really they're stressed inside, right? You're human. They're human. Number five, they make mistakes and some will admit them, but some won't admit them. So if you feel like your parent is constantly pointing out your mistakes, politely ask them, maybe not in the moment, have you ever made a mistake when you were my age? What was it? What happened? How did you feel? Is there something that I'm not doing that you would recommend me doing so I can make less mistakes? Ask them that. Because if you are forgetful and you keep tripping over your own doing, it might be something your dad used to do. It might be something your mom used to do. But you won't know unless you ask. The sixth thing is, just like you have your own friend groups and your best friend, so do your parents. And sometimes the best friend of your parents can tell you the best stories about who your parents used to be, depending on how long they've known them. And sometimes that's the best to hear, is stories where your parents once did stupid things, or they once got in trouble, and now when you see your parent and they don't know that you know these details, you look at them in more of like a human light. And it makes it less heavy that they're upset with you for doing X, Y, and Z, because in your mind, just like, oh, you used to do X, Y, and Z too, you know? The seventh thing is, if you like to laugh, you like to have a good time, I promise you, so do your parents. Your parents love to enjoy themselves. They love to feel joy. So one thing with me is where I notice like my friends might be going through something, or somebody I'm in a relationship with might be going through, if I haven't heard you laugh in a while, or I haven't seen you smile in a minute, I know you're not feeling your best. And so a lot of times, if you haven't seen that in your parents, remind yourself that they're human. Remind yourself that they need a break too. And if you feel like they need a good laugh, maybe watch something funny with them. Maybe watch an old show that they used to like. She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun, you're missing people, and because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay. But some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, stop worrying, and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. Parents will sit and watch things that they don't want to see all the time for kids. Do them a favor and do it with them. Now, the other thing about parents is I want teens to remember that your parents also have regrets, right? Unfulfilled thoughts, ideas, dreams, and opportunities that they will never get back because time has passed. And it is okay for you to ask your parents, you know, what are their regrets? What would have they done if they had more money, if they had more time? Because that's going to allow you to understand that these regrets can lead to better discussions with your parents, better understanding with your parents. It might inspire you to be on top of what you need to get done without hesitation. So just remember, just like you, and in your future, you might have regrets. Talk to your parents about what their regrets are. Okay. The ninth thing is some of your parents enjoy the same things you do. Some parents want to listen to new music, want to find new artists, want to go to museums, want to go to the same countries you want to visit. So don't think that because of this age gap, your parents wouldn't understand anything that you want to do, because that's not true. All right. The next thing and the last thing I want teens to keep in mind is the fact that just like you might get tired, exhausted, and just feel burnt out with everything, so do your parents. I deal with burnout a lot. I've been dealing with burnout, you know, these past 2 weeks where I hate this routine of knowing what I have to do, knowing what the next day is going to be, knowing what the next bill I'm going to have to pay again, knowing that I'm going to have enough money and then I'm going to run out of money and I'm going to have to wait around for some more money. Like, I have my things that irritate me and overwhelm me. And this whole lifestyle of being a parent and having this work-life balance that really isn't balancing in my favor, it's hard. But understanding your parents' struggles will allow you to have empathy for them, which would give them appreciation of you and just make your relationship better. Just find a way to communicate and just learn from them and understand what their day-to-day is like and why they need you to do the things that you need to do to help them, right? But when it comes to your parents, it's all about remembering that they are human, keeping your ears open, your eyes open, doing things without having them ask you and beg you, and finding similarities and finding things to learn from your parents. And it might be similar hobbies. It might be sharing their mistakes with you. It might be challenges that they have and work with family. It might just be being human and y'all have the same irritations about life, but you won't know unless you open up and talk to your parents, because they're human too. All right. I appreciate y'all so much. I want people to be better. I want teenagers to be better. I want teens to grow up and to be young people and do it better than I did in my 20s, because if we don't get better, what do we get? Because we see what's going on outside. We see what's going on in our government, and it ain't cute. But anywho, I appreciate you. Thank you for checking out Cozy Woman Podcast. You can find me on shambypotting.com. If you would like to rate this show, donate to this show, you can. You are welcome to, and you are appreciated. Don't forget, we have merch on Bonfire. The link will be in the show notes. I appreciate you. Y'all be great. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambypodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter @shambypodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.